Field Hospital, Southern France, 1945. What young men won't do, my father wondered, scalpel in hand, his army drabs stained red. Catching his breath beneath his surgeon's mask, peering again into the body of this boy, he guesses joined up like all the rest, to prove something. And my father's task of cutting through tissue and bone, using everything he's learned. War is war, of course, he knows that. His job, to keep these boys alive, even the Germans, to cut past gangrened flesh. Afterwards, the intricate suturing, the mangled limbs removed from the antiseptic table by someone else. How he's able to do this hour after hour, one body becoming another, he doesn't know. He thinks of this now, in Brooklyn, walking down Court Street to the barber, past all the specialty shops, cheese wheels from France, barrels of pickles, salmon and mussels on racks of ice, rabbit carcasses, their skins removed, hanging above displays of liver and chops. Against his will, the smell and the sound of the saw he always had to use, the feel of it, and in his arm, the ache.